Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Brachos Daf Yotes, Brachos 19. On today's Daf Yomi, the Gemara introduces us to a very, very important concept. And so we see the Gemara starts with the statement of Rav. The Rav says, Hamotzi Koyim, Amar Rav Yehuda Marav, the Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav, Hamotzi Koyim Bevedo, if somebody finds Koyim in his garment, meaning to say that there's a biblical prohibition of having wool and linen in your garment, and somebody is walking on the street and they're in public and they discover that they have this Koyim in their garment, Poshetan Afilu Beshuk, and then they're supposed to tear out the wool and linen from their garment, even in the marketplace, even though they're going to be embarrassed by tearing this out from their garment, they still are required to tear it out. What's the reason that they're supposed to do it, says the Gemara? Ein chochma vein tfuna vein etzo neged Hashem, because the Gemara cites the verse from Proverbs chapter 21, verse 30, that there's no wisdom, no understanding, no counsel in the face of God, meaning to say their obligation to serve God takes precedence over every level of embarrassment. And we see from here, it says, Kol makom sheishcho Hashem, any time where there's a desecration of God's name, ein cholkin kavod l'rav. Even if it would be a rabbi who is worthy of great honor, we don't give honor to the rabbi at the expense of a mitzvah. So the Gemara immediately challenges this idea. The Gemara challenges it from a braisa, and the braisa says, kavru es hames, that if they, one time they buried a dead body, v'chazru, and so they were returning from the grave, v'lefneim shtei drachim, and there are two paths in front of them, achas tahora v'achas tameya. One path is ritually pure, and the other path is ritually impure, because there's a grave on that other path. And so therefore, ba b'tahora, if the mourner goes on the pure path, then ba nimo b'tahora, then everybody is supposed to walk with him on the pure path. But ba b'tameya, but if he comes on the impure path, Bani Mobitamea, then they're supposed to follow the mourner even on the impure path, Mishim Kavodu, in order to give honor to the mourner. And even if the person was following them was a Kohen, and Kohen is not allowed to come in contact with a dead body. So the Gemara says, why in this case do we say that everybody's supposed to go down the impure path? Why don't we establish the same principle? Lema ein chachma vein tuno negen Hashem, that the obligation to serve God takes precedence over every commandment. So the Gemara answers, well, really there's not a sure dead body there. It's just a rabbinic principle that there's a dead body, but we're not certain that there's a dead body. So for this reason, it's not a biblical commandment, and so therefore they were allowed to follow up. But the Gemara is still trying to prove this point of Rav. Rav has said that if there's a biblical commandment, then we don't care if you're going to be embarrassed if you violate it. So the Gemara gives another example that maybe contradicts and disproves Rav's teaching, because it states in a braisa that Rabbi Elazar Bar Tzadok, who was a Kohen himself, taught that medalgin hainu agabi arono shalmesim, that they used to jump over. Sometimes they had to place the coffins in the middle of the field, and in order to get to what he's going to say, that they were going to greet the kings of Israel, they needed to, even though he was a Kohen, he was jumping over the coffins, which is going to be presumably a biblical prohibition. But he was doing this in order to go and honor the kings. Even if he was just going to greet the kings of the nations of the world, Shem Yiska, because if they're going to merit in the world to come to see the greatness of the Jewish people and the greatness of the Messiah, Yavchen v'malchei Yisrael v'malchei Akum, they're going to be able to see the distinction between just how great is the reward for the kings of the Jewish people. But we see from here, how come they're able to do it? How come they're able to jump over the coffins? So the Gemara answers, why do we say this? We should say that you're not allowed to violate a commandment even for your own honor. And here we're going to be violating the commandment of becoming ritually impure just to give honor to these kings. So the Gemara gives another answer, that really that it was just a rabbinic prohibition, because there was really a space between the coffin and the body, and that stopped the dead body's ritual impurity from penetrating the coffin. So then the Gemara gives another proof and to disprove Rav, because it says, Gadol kavod abrios shedochas lo sase b'torah, that giving honor and dignity to another human being is so great that it even violates you're even allowed to violate a prohibition of the Torah in order not to embarrass somebody else. But why? Why are we able to say that? Lema ein chachma vein tfuna vein etzel neged Hashem. So why don't we say that there's no wisdom, no counsel, against God. And if there is a, even if somebody's going to be embarrassed, we shouldn't allow them to violate a commandment. So the Gemara's answer to this case is, the Gemara explains that Rav Targuma Rav Bar Shaba Kamed Rav Kahana Belav Delo Sasur. That when do we say that you're allowed to violate a commandment in order not to embarrass somebody? That's only by the prohibition of Lo Sasur. And the Gemara explains Lo Sasur is that basically a statement that the rabbis taught you, the rabbis require you to observe this law. So if it's a rabbinic law, the Gemara seems to be saying that if it is a rabbinic law, then we say that a person is allowed to violate the law for the purpose of not embarrassing somebody. But if it's a biblical law, a person is not allowed to violate it. And so we see from here fundamental teaching that's so important, that if there's a at stake a person's honor and a person's dignity, then we have to go out of our way to try and see whether or not we can bend the law in order to make sure that somebody is not embarrassed. And if it is a rabbinic law, then we say gadol kavod abrios shedocha es lo saseh shebetorah, that so great is the honor and dignity to somebody that even violates a negative commandment of the Torah, which our Gemara seems to indicate, as long as it's a negative commandment which is based upon a rabbinic prohibition only.